It's All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Boston Mayor Tom Menino is beginning the long journey of treating and managing type 2 diabetes. His doctors made that new diagnosis public yesterday. To get a sense of the road ahead for the mayor, we spoke with David Nathan, director of Mass General Hospital's Diabetes Center. Dr. Nathan is not involved in treating Menino, but he spoke with us about the likely first steps in the mayor's treatment.
So when type 2 diabetes is first diagnosed, and it often happens in people who are somewhat older, often happens in patients who are under stress for some other reason, the first thing that's noted usually is that the blood sugar levels are elevated. And in order to bring them under control, the early steps are trying to control diet, trying to address overweight or obesity if that's present. But those are kind of long-term types of solutions. The first step that we usually take in treating type 2 diabetes is to add a very old and a very commonly used drug called metformin. Metformin has been used in the tens of millions of people around the world. So it's a very well-known drug, very safe, and also very effective.
And are injections of insulin or some other kind of substance needed, or can something be taken orally?
Metformin is an oral medication. These days we have a large choice of new diabetes drugs that have been developed in the last decade or so. There are also some old drugs, so metformin is one of them. And these oral medications are often sufficient to lower glucose levels for most patients with diabetes.
So are there some or many diabetes patients who do no insulin injections now?
Keep in mind that there are two forms of diabetes. Type 1 diabetes, which used to be called juvenile onset diabetes, and which affects usually younger people, has its onset when the pancreas stops making insulin entirely. So people with type 1 diabetes have to be on insulin injections. Type 2 diabetes, on the other hand, patients almost always make some insulin. It's just not enough. Oral medications are often useful in that setting. But I should say that about 30% to 50% of patients with type 2 diabetes will require, over the course of their diabetes, insulin injections.
Mayor Menino's job is certainly a very demanding one, and by all accounts, he works very hard at it, time out and about in the community, at events, at meetings, a lot of stress. How might the demands of his position affect his management of his diabetes?
Type 2 diabetes is so common these days that, lots and lots of people get it, including people such as Mayor Menino, who have very stressful jobs. Type 2 diabetes, when well managed, should not interfere in the slightest with his ability to carry out his duties. We have athletes with diabetes. We have people who do marathons with diabetes. We have patients of every possible sort, with every possible kind of job, with every possible kind of activity level.
And his aides do say he continues to manage the city. On the other hand, he is 69 years old and he has some recurring health problems. Are there any limitations that type 2 diabetes might place on a person in that condition?
So I can't comment specifically on Mayor Menino. I don't know his record at all, but I don't see any reason why, again, type 2 diabetes, even in a person who is older, should necessarily interfere with their ability to carry out full function and do whatever they wish.
Dr. Nathan, as you've said, when treating diabetes, generally weight and diet also have to be brought under control, and Mayor Menino has been very public about his struggle with both of those. When you first diagnose someone with type 2 diabetes, how do you as a doctor help them manage those things? Because I would think it requires a pretty good support system.
It does. Most of the research we've done over the past several decades has been dedicated to, how to actually incorporate lifestyle changes. Doing a diet is something that is almost external in a way. You insert the diet into your life, you do it for a while, and then you stop it. But most of what we've learned is that the most effective way of maintaining or reducing weight and then maintaining that lower weight is to actually change the behaviors, change your shopping behaviors, cooking behaviors, eating behaviors, incorporate increased activity levels into your everyday life. And with that, we can succeed in getting people to lose weight and keep it off.
The mayor's spokeswoman has said that he may have an opportunity here to become a public face for diabetes and help raise awareness. Do you, as someone who works in this field, view this as an opportunity for you, in a sense, to have a very public figure advocating for this and being a model for this?
There have been so many figures recently who have developed diabetes that although, of course, the mayor would be greatly appreciated as a spokesperson for diabetes, we always appreciate that kind of input. But it's not like he's the first. That's the unfortunate part of this epidemic, is that so many people are developing it. But, of course, any efforts that he can expend in terms of helping with this public health problem. This is the largest public health problem we are likely to face in this millennium. It's affecting people in Asia, Africa, South America, and, of course, in the U.S., we've already seen this epidemic.
David Nathan is director of Mass General's Diabetes Center. Dr. Nathan, thanks for talking with us.